This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Rate This Plate. I'm Kyler Gilliam. Today, we're at 200 West Broad Street checking out 92 Chicken at VCU. 92 Chicken focuses on Korean-styled fried chicken as well as other delicious sides. Let's go check it out.
They gave me a donut for free.
No, they didn't.
They gave me a donut for free. I swear to God, they gave me a donut for free.
$15.
Yam without the peanuts.
Let me get one more bite. That's a real crunch, dude. That is a real deal crunch. If you ever had mumbo sauce, this is very, very similar. In terms of like the base of like the sweet and spicy, like a sweet, a little bit of a spice. That's what this reminds me of much. So anybody, if you're from like the DMV and you ever had mumbo sauce before, this is what it kind of tastes like. It's not the exact same, but it's definitely got a lot of similarities with it. But that's pretty good. And it's like super crunchy. And you can tell it's fresh. Like my hands, like even though I'm holding this, it's burning my thumb. That's a good waffle fry. Crunchy, seasoned.
The sauce is what makes it. I won't lie.
It's like a cane sauce. It tastes like canes. I'm about to bust this thing open again. Number two of the day, guys. Number three is coming later. Mid, in my opinion. Nah, but really, this is like delicious. Like for $15, the fries, the slaw, the bread, and the chicken with the drink. Bang for your buck. This is delicious. Like, I promise you, this is like, all right, I'm not gonna say that. This might be the best fried chicken ever. But I can't do my aunt like that. Aunt E, I love you. Your fried chicken's delicious. But this fried chicken right here, with the sauce, everything like that, top tier. It's crunchy, but it's also juicy. Because a lot of times you gotta sacrifice the crunch for the juiciness. This combines both of it. Then you have a good seasoned fry with this sauce right here. It's like Waffle House. I'm not Waffle House. Chick-fil-A. So I don't know where Waffle House came from. Atlanta, maybe. But the waffle with the waffle fries, a well-seasoned waffle fry with like a cane sauce. Just imagine that. The toast, here and there. It is what it is. But then you have the slaw, which is kind of refreshing because you're getting a lot of fry stuff and a buttery toast. So that helps you refresh like your whole meal. And that brings it together so well. So, my honest opinion, I'm gonna give it 4.7 out of 5. Chicken jockey. Well, 4.75 out of 5. We'll get you to 0.5. But I will be back. I definitely will be back.
Number another successful episode of Rate This Plate. I'm Kyler Gillian with the Reboys Podcast Network. See you next time.